Hello, my name's Jason Grant, and today I was speaking at marginalised voices, getting charities to enable people to find their voices. The reason why I was speaking is that I was a participant of a prison radio project, which enabled me to find my voice and allowed me to become the person who I am today.
Okay, well, I just want to ask you about finding your own voice and how that affected you personally. Could you elaborate on that?
Okay, so I grew up in a place where speaking was not the done thing to do. You know, I witnessed a lot of violence growing up, a lot of criminal activities, a lot of, you know, drugs, alcohol, mental health issues as well. So I was kind of mixed in this concoction of a world that I knew I didn't really want to be in and was quite depressing, but it was the only world that I knew at the time. And the way I learned to survive was to be silent, so I didn't really speak at all. And what happened to me was is that I found a prison radio project, was introduced to it, where they gave me a microphone and an audio recorder, and they said to me to go outside and just speak to people. And what I was really amazed by was the fact that if you ask somebody a question, they will actually give you an answer. And it kind of really built my confidence up to, you know, pursue, you know, a media career. I now work as a journalist and as a media trainer. And I go into different settings and formats to kind of share my story and also to try and engage people and allow others to kind of, you know, find their voice.
So you've spoken of prison media and how it's sort of elevated you to this platform. What advice would you give other marginalised groups to get their voices heard?
I think the main thing is to try and recognise that everyone has a story and everyone's story is unique and powerful. And sometimes, you know, we may not feel our story is valid as the next person's story because we're not on TV or we're not famous with our story. But actually, once you start to open up and share your story, you allow other people to see who you are and have an insight into what you're facing or your struggles you're going through. And, I mean, it's really important. From the existence of time, as I understand, people used to get together, sit around a fire, and share stories of the day. Maybe it was like hunting techniques or how to survive the cold winter. And now in our mediaized world, I mean, you have all the access and I suppose, ability to kind of share stories. Like today we're doing this on an audio boom, on an iPhone. So, you know, to get your story out there, share your story, and it enables other people to connect with you and for you to connect with the world.